The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They'll hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. They will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand. For I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. They'll put some of you to death. You'll be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. We do not celebrate a feast or an obligatory memorial on Wednesday in ordinary time, which is about to end in a couple of days. We celebrate the feast day of Saint Joseph. Beautiful chasuble. Saint Joseph. So if there's any saint that we should really try to get to know and love and pray to, Saint Joseph, he's the greatest saint. So consecrate your family to Mary, to Divine Mercy, but consecrate your family to Saint Joseph. Teresa of Avila says that she never remembers Saint Joseph denying her any request. And she actually said that saints would come to her aid, but they would sometimes kind of drag their feet, no? Saint Joseph, quickly. So hopefully you'll have great devotion to Saint Joseph. Amen?
Amen.
We're reading from the book of Daniel. Long reading, a little bit complicated, but I'd like to just take one idea. Belteshazzar, who is the son of Nebuchadnezzar, he was holding a big banquet, and he took the sacred vessels of the Jews and started to drink and get drunk with those sacred vessels. It mentions that these people, the Chaldeans, had false gods, and that's what we call idolatry. Now, if you were to invite me to your home for Thanksgiving, to have a drumstick or a little bit of stuffing or maybe some cranberry, I think if I went into your house, I wouldn't see a golden calf there right next to your kitchen table. Probably not. I hope not. Because idolatry is present all over the world and here, but it's more sophisticated. It's more subtle, more sophisticated. So what I'd like to do is just present to you what are the modern idols in this country. More than physical things, false philosophical, theological systems that we have here in the country. False philosophical, because wrong theology comes from an erroneous philosophy, if you know anything about these two intellectual disciplines, the philosophy and theology. I would say one is this. What's going to happen the day after Thanksgiving? Not Good Friday. No, it's not Good Friday. Good Friday is, no. It's called Black Friday. Got an idea then. Maybe me, Father Craig, and Father Dave can go outside one of these malls and put a stall on, okay? Put our stall on and we can hear confessions. Would that be a good idea? A fishing we will go, a fishing we will go. I hold the merry, oh, a fishing we will go. Fishing for souls, right? So that's one. It's the whole American absorption in materialism. That's idolatry. Materialism. What does that mean? It's when we place material things above spiritual things. Here's a pretty simple question for you. Do most Americans spend more time worrying about their body or their soul? No brainer, huh? No brainer. I mean, you people are heading in the other direction, right? I mean, why not? We want to work more on the spiritual life than the material, right? That's why you're here. But most people, it's the material realm. When I teach catechism, I ask the parents, how many of you would send your little daughter or son to bed without eating? Probably not. So the mother says, oh, I'm not going to cook today, we're not going to have dinner. That's pretty rare. But how many parents will send their children to bed without praying the rosary? Oh! Que vale más? La pancita o el alma? Soul is much more important than the belly, right? But we get more important than the belly than the soul. So materialism. Try to be happy with less. Okay? Amen or oh me? Amen. Try to be happy with less. Start a new church year in 3 days, right? 4 days with Advent. An Advent proposal might be this. Buy less and pray more. Amen? It's a good proverb, huh? Put that on your website. Buy less. Pray more. Buy less and pray more. Materialism leads to consumerism. So if you have money, you want to buy and you want to consume. Consumerism leads to hedonism. Know what that is? Hedonism, it's a Greek word, philosophical system, which means eat, drink, and be merry. The philosophy of pleasure. If you like, it's this. It's Miller time, okay? It's Miller time. Eat, drink, and be merry. Live it up. Carpe diem. Got one life to live? Go for it, no? Have as much pleasure as you possibly can. When you go to a restaurant and the waitress sits you down to eat, she says what? Enjoy, right? Nothing wrong with enjoying life. But pleasure is not the end. The end is God. God can allow pleasure as a means by which we arrive at Him. But if we place pleasure on the top of our list, that's an idol. That's idolatry. And then here's what follows. Materialism, consumerism, hedonism. agnosticism. What's that mean? God exists, maybe, maybe not. Who cares? As the younger generation says, whatever. Que me importa, right? And then the next step is atheism. So I think that those would be the false philosophical systems that are imbuing this country. And within the church, the Catholic Church, I would say probably the biggest heresy would be the dictatorship of moral relativism. Whereas Scott Hahn says, cafeteria Catholicism. Know what that is? Now you pick and you choose whatever you like. Well, I like this one. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Oh, I love that. But out of my sight into the fiery pit, oh, I think I'll get my scissors and cut that baby out. That's called the dictatorship of moral relativism. We pick and choose according to our own spiritual and moral taste buds. Can't do that. Well, I like the idea of Jesus there blessing the little children. But Jesus with a whip and kicking those guys out of the temple, I don't like that. You can't do that. You can't pick and choose. Otherwise, you're creating your own religion. You're creating your own religion. We have to accept the whole, the fullness of the deposit of faith. So ask yourself, idolatry. Do you have an idol? Is there an idol that's on the throne of your life? Go to home base and get an axe and decapitate it, okay? This is the time to go to home base, get a nice sharp axe, and chop the head off. Let me tell you two ways in which we can maybe decapitate the idols. Receive Holy Communion today, but with great love. Receive it as if it were your first, your last, and your only. Then afterward, say the rosary. Stick around with me and pray the rosary. You can receive Holy Communion with great love and give thanks through the heart of Mary. Those are the two that we want as the center of our life, right? And then St. Joseph next to them. So let's pray that we would not give in to any type of idolatry, but we'll always have God as the very center of our lives. Amen.